This book is dedicated to the many women plant pathologists whose lives have not been chronicled, but have worked tirelessly in the past and continue to work today to improve our understanding of plant diseases and their management, to increase our food supply, and to make the world a better place for all humanity. Eva Sansome is an internationally renowned scientist known for her seminal work in demonstrating that oomycete fungi, now assigned to the kingdom Straminopyla, are fundamentally diploid, not haploid organisms. She was one of the first women in plant pathology to ask fundamental questions and conducted experimental research that led to a paradigm shift in fungal genetics. Less well known in the mycological or plant pathological circles are some of her other significant contributions. These include studies on the wartime improvement of penicillin production, plant cytogenetics, and on the role of mating type loci in vegetative incompatibility in Neurospora. Behind these achievements, Eva was a determined and resourceful person. She was diminutive and neat, with a lively chatter and a fine Tyneside accent. She was intensely feminine and charming, with a love of life and an impish grin. She enjoyed fashion and especially liked shoes, but because of her teeny size 3 feet, she was sometimes forced to buy children's shoes. She was entirely modest, with no aisles and little serious interest in material things. A dedication to science lay at the center of both Eva and Eric Sansome's lives. Equally, Eva was always tough and independent-minded when she needed to be. She did not suffer cytogenetical fools gladly and loved to wade into a scientific fight when one was offered. She was also uninterested in institution-based research, preferring to work in her own independent way. Mary Glynn was a research plant pathologist in the plant pathology department at the Rothamsted Experimental Station soon after graduating with a BS degree from the University of College, North Wales, Bangor. She began her career at Rothamsted in August 1917 as an assistant botanist under the guidance of a woman scientist hired at Rothamsted previously, Winifred Brenchley. Glynn became one of the original members of the newly formed mycological department in 1918. She spent 43 years at Rothamsted, working mostly on soil-borne and foliar diseases of cereals. The University of Wales awarded her a Master of Science degree in 1922 for her work on wort disease of potatoes, and a Doctorate of Science in 1943 for her work on eye spot disease of wheat. She is best known for her work on take-all decline and eye spot of wheat. She was elected a Fellow of the Institute of Biology, and in 1960 she was honored with the Order of the British Empire for her services to agriculture. She retired in November 1960, but returned to Rothamsted on a voluntary basis for another 2 years and then continued writing from her home, publishing her final paper in 1985 when she was 90 years old. She was also a renowned climber and was one of the first women to scale mountains such as Fujiyama and the Matterhorn. As we begin preparations and celebrations for the 2008 centennial year of the founding of the American Phytopathological Society, we must not only ponder our future as a science, but reflect on our history. I was struck as I viewed the APS Centennial Committee's images of past presidents of APS by what is not shown in the photographic gallery. Where are the many faces of the women scientists who have worked in our science from its inception? The time is appropriate to document the many contributions of those early women scientists as pioneers in the development of the science of plant pathology.